Pumela Salela is the country head for the UK for Brand South Africa. We got to spend a very lively morning with her. We started off with a coffee and then headed over to South Africa House, which is our very impressive embassy in London. And she told us about what Brand SA are doing in the UK, how her tenure's going, what's happening in terms of investment between South Africa and the UK and vice versa, and also what we need to do more of in the UK. While we were talking to Pumela, we found out that it's not a good idea to call South Africans who live in other countries expats. She prefers the term global South Africans, and maybe you will too. So do you want to give me a little overview?
Well, actually, I think in the last probably 4 years, nothing much has been happening except to really try to do it on the, I'm going to call it this level, which is business to business, like businesses partnering with businesses. So at this strategic level, it's just been about maintenance, really. And then after the Commonwealth Heads of Government, when the President came here and met with Prime Minister Theresa May, then there were sort of concrete, measures that were taken to, and commitments that were taken. For example, there was a commitment from the UK side to say that they would put aside an amount of about £50 million, which will be spread over a period of 4 years and given to South Africa to spur economic development and also address the issue of youth unemployment. So that visit by the President in the bilateral meeting with Theresa May, opened those opportunities. And then, obviously, then there's this investment conference, because South Africa on its side has got its target, $100 billion worth of investments. And so there are the 4 trade envoys that have been appointed by the President to go out there and find tangible investments. So from a South African side, what's interesting is that in the last week, Mercedes-Benz has committed to bring in 10 billion rand of investment into South Africa. And as I say, at the business-to-business level, there's always been activity. Like, for example, Newcastle is quite strong. The Northeast region in the UK is quite strong in terms of its partnership with South Africa, particularly KwaZulu-Natal.
Okay.
There have been a number of trade missions between the two countries. KwaZulu-Natal delegation coming to Northeast England, Northeast England coming into KwaZulu-Natal. The last one was actually in June, where it was a KZN delegation that came to the UK. But we've also had, I think, a year or two ago, a UK delegation going to KZN. And at that level, there have been partnerships, like I know Videra Capital, but they do a number of investments. And even up to the level of whiskey trade, it's been whiskey trade. It's been, you know, the people that are doing using containers to boost the township economy.
Yeah,
they've also been part of this delegation to make sure that even from a youth point of view, technology point of view, startup point of view, there is that collaboration between the two countries. Yeah,
fantastic. Mm. I've actually got a friend who's based in Durban, and he started with a number of partners, a thing called the Big Box Company.
I think that's the one.
Yeah, they do those containers, and they want to come here and start those.
Yes.
Because what it does is it changes the whole nature of a shopping mall or a shopping experience. It makes it a lot more modular, and they put on events, and there's an opportunity for people to start little businesses in half the container. And then, it grows and grows and grows. And obviously for small street vendor operations, this is the perfect way to house it, so you don't have to have something that gets rained on, all your stock gets damaged, the wind blows your little shelter away. These things are much more sensible for building those. It's really actually very clever. And you can go as big as you want, because you add more containers, or you go to one.
I'll show you one in Brixton.
Okay, great.
One in Brixton.
So, I mean, those are examples, obviously, of the kinds of things that are already going on.
Yes. But what was also interesting, in fact, from a UK SA point of view, was the program that was called SA UK Season. That was about 2 or 3 years ago, and it was a collaboration between the UK government and the South African government in order to promote culture, arts and collaborations in ICT between the UK and South Africa. So what they did, each country put an equal amount of funding into one pot, and then that pot would only be dispersed if there will be a collaboration between either a UK individual or an organization with a South African individual or an organization to come up with a piece or a performance or an act or a technology. I think that should be encouraged. I know now it's no longer taking place. It was a two-year program. I think it ended in 2015. Mm-hmm. However, there are still initiatives under Connect ZA, which is a British initiative from South Africa. They are called Connect ZA, but they are also about, I know you mentioned ICT, they are about, you know, encouraging those initiatives in ICT.
Well, I mean, that's an area we'd be very interested in too, because that's obviously where we are. Mm. So there are a lot of people who, because we create this content that we do online, there are lots of people either who are UK people or South Africans who live in the UK who listen to us. So we become a channel of information for that. And it might be useful for us to collaborate a little bit with the Art Commission when it's necessary to kind of mobilize and get those people the information that they might need. Because I think there's a lot of bad propaganda about South Africa that goes around, you know, especially for the expat community. It seems that there's a lot of negative news. They like to thrive on the bad stuff. And if we can fill them in on the good things that are happening, and if we can give them an indication of what, you know, kinds of positive relationships do occur and what is happening already that might be beneficial to both countries, I think people's attitudes might change and they might be able to contribute back to South Africa in a meaningful way. So if there are things that you need us for, then we'll leave all our contact details and you're more than welcome to get hold of us when you need to.
That would be great. I mean, as Brand South Africa, part of what we do is a campaign called Play Your Part.
Yes.
And this campaign is about encouraging South Africans, even what we call global South Africans, which is South Africans who have left the country.
The diaspora.
The diaspora. I don't like the word expats.
I don't like it either, because you know what kind.
We call
you know
them kind global of, South Africans.
Oh.
So, yes, we call them global South Africans because we say once a South African, always a South African. Mm-hmm. And all that we ask is that wherever you are in the world as a South African, play your part in terms of plowing back into the country, whether you're in business or civil society or you're just an individual. And this plowing back is not just about money. It could be your time.
Yeah.
It could be a service. Like, we had someone who was working here with the Minister of Justice, and they were working with prisoners and trying to make sure that they are fit to come back into society again. So what he does is that during his holidays in South Africa, he goes to the prisons in South Africa and helps them pro bono. You know, in terms of helping prisoners to be reinstated into society. So that's the kind of, you know, not skill, but intervention or help that we are asking from South Africans. But of course, there are also a number of NGOs or charity organizations that are formed in the UK and operate in South Africa. And we also appreciate those because they also do a lot of interventions that are developing the country. So it doesn't matter. And of course, business. We really want to encourage business as well, not to see it as a government or a charity thing to be able to help, but to do it at their own will as well.
I like that. Well, anything we can do to help, you know, we're here. Having spent a bit of time with Pumela and also the South African Deputy High Commissioner in London, we got to attend an event called Mandela and Me, which profiled the experiences firsthand of young South Africans in respect to the way they feel about the history and the legacy of Nelson Mandela. It was inspiring to see young people who'd been brought there by Anglo-American telling us how they felt about Madiba, how they felt about being South African, and how they felt they could make an impact on the rest of the world.